Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
After over 35 years on the job, Dan Krueger has had enough. The longtime Ottawa County Clerk headed the Register of Deeds, Chores, and a Governmental Reorganization 4 years ago. And during his tenure that began in 1978, the 67-year-old Krueger was a leader in introducing technology to the election and record-keeping processes, along with working with local governmental units and handling clerical issues. As he presented his department's annual report to county commissioners last Tuesday, Krueger told the board that on June 27th, he will retire.
Now, this is just something that had been in the works for a while. And, you know it's time, and it's time to act on that. So that's what I've actually done.
Talk a little bit about how this role has changed in the 3 decades. And some might say, well, you know, you're only talking between 1978 and 2014. Now, yeah, that's a long time. But for those of us who have been around since 1978 to 2014, it's not like you're going from the 1930s to 2014. There's been a lot, but let's just say it's been put in perspective.
Yeah, and it's been a consistent change throughout, and it's been in all the areas that I've worked in. We've had changes in the court processes, the elections processes, the vital records processes, the Board of Commissioners as well. And, you know, over the 30 years that I've been here, you look back, things have changed quite a bit in the way that we perform services and the way that we get those services back to the people in the county.
Getting them back to the people requires some agility, and we're not talking about physical agility or mental agility, but technological agility by you and your staff in your office as well, because if you're not going to be keeping up with the times technologically, you're going to be left behind in the dust.
Well, that's absolutely correct, and I think the people of Ottawa County have been very supportive of the kinds of things that we've done, and the people in the county government itself have been very supportive. We've changed our election processes. You know, when I started, we had the big lever machines. Now we do the optical scan stuff. We've changed our court records process to technology. If you look at our website, we do a lot of technological issues on website where people can do their thing at home. They can make application. They can get forms. So they only have to come to the county building one time, either to submit that. And in some cases, we've allowed them to simply ask for things over the phone or through the technology, through the computers, and then we're able to send it directly to them. We've done a whole lot of things, and things have changed over the years. You know, it wasn't all at once, but it was kind of a gradual, well, now it's time to do this, and you know, technology advances, and we've been able to utilize that for the benefit of the people as well.
Well, I'll be honest with you. When I first got the ability to vote in 1976, they were just starting the computer cards in Detroit, and it's like, oh man, I was looking forward to those big old machines and flipping down the levers, and you know, that was one of the fun things growing up. But Dan Krueger, in all seriousness, being a clerk, being a register of deeds is not a dry job because there are some ethical questions that your staff and yourself have to handle. Most recently, of course, the situation involving the same-sex marriage law, the question of Freedom of Information Act and documents and what can be open and what can be accessed and whatnot. It's become more complex than just actually making sure that everything is filed A to Z and 1 to 10.
Oh, that's absolutely true, but at the same token, you know, I have my position here. I've sworn to uphold the laws and the Constitution of the state of Michigan. So, you know, we don't do things just for Republicans or just for Democrats or just for heterosexuals or whatever. You know, we represent all of the people. We're here to serve everyone. And if the law tells me to do that, that's what I do. And you know, that's been part of the pleasure and I think the intrigue of the position, that things change. They're not always the same. and you run into those kinds of issues, and whether you agree with them personally or not, you're still obligated by the oath that we take to perform those services. And I think over the years we've done an exceptionally good job at that. I've got a great staff who does that, and we will continue, I'm sure, in the future, after I'm gone, to have staff that does the same thing.
Per state law, the four Ottawa County Circuit Court judges, Chief Ed Post, along with Ken Engel, John Hulsing, and John Van Allsburg, will all decide who will replace Krueger for the remainder of his term, which runs through the end of 2016. Meanwhile, the Lakeshore was well represented in a statewide ranking of the best high schools in the country. Two schools were in the top 20 and six in the top 60, as U.S. News and World Report sized up nearly 900 schools in Michigan in its annual survey. Black River Public School in Holland was 7th statewide and 374th nationally, placing well above the Michigan average in college readiness and in both math and reading proficiency, much to delight of head of school, Shannon Brunick.
It's a lot of fun for us to get accolades like this by doing school the way we think school should be done. We have a philosophy of small class sizes and challenging kids and offering our advanced placement program to our students when they're ready and when they want to do that, and our kids really have risen to that expectation, and the staff really supports it, and it's neat to get recognized for something we really believe in. We don't really strive to be high on these rankings, but that comes out of what we do, so it's very satisfying.
How tough is it to try to have the kids reach up instead of lower the standards down for the kids to be able to get them without much effort?
You know, the kids, in a lot of ways, I think the students have created a culture where we have our freshmen and sophomores, especially in high school, looking up and seeing these juniors and seniors, but also sophomores. I think we had 27% of our sophomore class last year participate in advanced placement classes already. But the kids see what these other students are doing, and also they see and hear on Honors Night the scholarship money that these kids are bringing in because they're doing more, and they actually pursue, in some cases, advanced placement opportunities that are a little bit more than we recommend. We actually talk some of the kids out of doing too much. We, you know, tell them, you know, you're in high school, enjoy high school. The purpose of high school isn't to complete college while you're in high school. Let's take it easy. Make sure you're doing something that is beneficial for your academics, but also beneficial for you. And don't push yourself so hard that you're completely stressed out about the thing. But the kids themselves really push for it, and they fill out their schedules, and we guide them. They have a college advisory period every day that's sort of like a homeroom, and those CAP teachers counsel them through what they think they could handle, and they get their current teachers to sign off on next year's classes. Are you ready for an advanced placement class? And these kids seek out their teachers and say, I want to take this advanced placement class. Would you endorse this? And it's been a really neat thing to watch grow over the years.
Shannon, with the understanding that you can only, and I'm speaking about you as Black River Public Schools,
mm-hmm.
you can only control what Black River does.
Yes.
Yet, what Black River has done during the relatively short time it has been in the Holland community, in the Lakeshore community, do you get a sense that what you have done, the accomplishments that your students have made, the standards that have been set, have sort of raised the bar at other schools as well? Because we see with these rankings, Holland did a nice job. West Ottawa is up there. Saugatuck is up there as well. It's almost as if the levels you're raising is lifting all boats in the water, not just over at Black River.
Well, I'm certainly not going to take credit for those other schools doing great jobs too, but I think in this whole area, we've got a lot of great educational leaders talking to each other and discovering how to do things the best way that we can. And we even tour each other's schools and do instructional rounds with each other to see what each other are doing. So we're not keeping any secrets from each other, and we're really trying to lift up all the kids in the area. I know in a recent meeting that I had with the Superintendents Association in Ottawa County, Brian Davis mentioned, you know, as he was speaking to the group, that on some days Black River or Shannon, he said, makes me better at Holland, and on some days Holland and Brian makes Shannon and Black River better. And I think that's very true. We've been very open with all of the districts around here about, and that includes even Coopersville and all the way up north there, down to Saugatuck and out to Hamilton, and really trying to share what are our best practices and what does each school value. And, you know, like any good teacher, I think we sometimes look at what each other are doing and say, you know what, we could do that at our school too. And hopefully some of the good that we do at Black River helps other schools too. But I know that what they're doing in other schools helps us here at Black River at times too.
Spring Lake High was 20th, Grand Haven 25th, West Ottawa 37th, Holland 45th, and Saugatuck 53rd. Among the 60 top schools in Michigan that earned gold or silver national honors by a U.S. News and World Report. And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for listening, and join me next week at this time for more Perspectives.